This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How Walmart is getting into the gig economy. Got yourself a vehicle? I'm David Brancaccio. What is beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming like in August without world central bankers or their entourages this time around? The big conference of central banks that will include Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will go on starting later this week. But like so much else in the world, this will happen by video link. That was a late-in-the-game change due to coronavirus surge concerns. Michael Schumacher is global head of macro strategy at Wells Fargo Securities. He'll be monitoring the feeds, looking for signs of when the economic stimulus starts ramping down in the U.S. Good morning.
Thank you, David.
So you'll have the screens tuned to the streaming out of Jackson Hole. I mean, what are you going to look for out of these central bankers?
Yeah, we certainly will watch and listen intently. And really, from our perspective, the key thing to focus on is commentary from Chairman Powell related to the idea of the Fed tapering its bond purchases. There's a lot of speculation about this. We think, frankly, it's too early, but still, maybe the chairman surprises us and surprises the markets.
Yeah, I talked to the head of the Boston Fed the other day. He thinks it's time. At some point, they really do have to start doing this, though, Michael.
Probably so, but here's the thing. It may be time, but we think it'll be, I'd say, a more informed time in a month or two. And the reason I say that is the chairman and other senior Fed officials would like to see how the U.S. labor market reacts next month. So you've got a lot of people saying, well, hey, kids go back to school, therefore childcare is more clear-cut. You've got the vaccine approval now. You've got the unemployment compensation being diminished in a lot of states. So we should get a much clearer picture of the labor market status in 30 to 60 days. So since that's the case, why not wait until October, November, something like that?
Yeah, and there's still, frankly, a lot of mystery about just how this Delta variant plays out. The Fed chairman himself has addressed this on a number of occasions. It's still a big question mark.
It is a big question, and it's having a lot of implications globally as well as across the U.S., a lot of disruptions to supply chains. And there again, it seems to us, and more importantly to the Fed leaders, as far as we can tell, that the situation will be a bit clearer in a couple of months. So while Jackson Hole is important and historically has been a big, really a platform for launching new ideas and talking about policy shifts, we think it's just a little bit too early this time around.
Now, just before we go, personal question, you're going to spend your weekend watching central bankers?
I really should get out more. I realize that. But yes, that's the plan.
Okay. Michael Schumacher, global head of macro strategy, Wells Fargo Securities. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Walmart is now inviting other merchants to use its network of drivers to deliver stuff to our doors, everything from the local baker maybe to other national chains that are very much not Walmart. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with some details on the new Walmart delivery service.
Yeah, David, so this isn't like the Amazon vans many of us have seen in our neighborhoods. This is more competition for the DoorDashes and Instacarts of the world. We're talking about gig workers in their own cars making same-day local deliveries. Now, Walmart has its own network for this. It's called Spark, and it's been using it mainly to deliver groceries from Walmart stores to customers' doorsteps. And now it wants to expand it and let other businesses use the service too.
Why? I mean, deliver for, in some cases, the competition?
Yeah, right? It seems counterintuitive, but Walmart says it's looking to diversify how it makes money. And it sees the growth of e-commerce in the pandemic era as an opportunity because it can sell its own e-commerce solutions to other businesses that need to get better at online operations. And as we know, the pandemic has changed a lot about how we shop, what we expect from retailers, especially how quickly we expect orders to be delivered.
And UPS might expand its fast local delivery, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. UPS has said it's exploring that idea. FedEx offers same-day delivery in some markets. And this is what's known as a last mile delivery, that final leg of the journey from a store or a warehouse to the customer's doorstep. And interestingly, David, Walmart says its same day delivery will be a white label service. Now, that's corporate talk for no Walmart logos anywhere. So the local bakery order isn't coming in a Walmart delivery van. The company is making a point of this, that it wants to be the behind the scenes logistics provider.
Nova, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to the pandemic and caring for disabled or older adults while family members work. This is about the many adult daycare centers that had to close, at least temporarily, to keep their clients and their workers away from infection. Hawa Otori has the story.
The McKinley Caregiver Resource Center in Snellville, Georgia, was seeing a growing demand for adult daycare in the years before the pandemic began.
It was mainly comprised of the medical oversight and then activities throughout the day.
That's Aisha Treadwell, McKinley's owner.
I expanded the center, and then we could offer services to approximately 55 to 60 a day.
Her clients paid about $85 per person per day. One of those clients was Diane Fuller's 84-year-old father, who suffered a stroke and now lives with dementia.
They really interacted with their clients. They tried to get them involved in games like bingo, memory, history. They did so much with them.
For 6 years, Fuller drove about 35 minutes to McKinley, but then in the pandemic, it closed.
We had about 20 staff. I couldn't see a way for us to open and keep everyone safe. That's when we decided to transition what we were offering.
With the reduced staff of 5, the center delivered home-cooked meals and offered transportation services for a fee at $3 per mile. Bill Zagorski is the chair of the National Adult Day Services Association. He says this kind of diversification of services is a new trend.
There is certainly a drive from some programs to start including more home-based services. The push for diversification is certainly ongoing.
Part of this includes giving family caregivers support services like food delivery, transportation, and increased healthcare options.
The ability to support family caregivers is a tenant of adult day services. It's just highlighted the fact that family caregivers are also often left behind.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are currently 7 potential family caregivers for every adult 65 years or older who needs assistance. But by 2030, the number of potential family caregivers will drop to just 4. I'm Hawa Otori for Marketplace.
To the subject of Afghanistan now, where President Biden's under pressure from international allies to maintain a U.S. military presence beyond the administration's deadline of the end of this month to help with evacuees given the Taliban's takeover of power. That deadline is the focus of a group of 7 meeting today. Those who have made it out of the country face so many questions, including where to find shelter. Now, this morning, Airbnb offered a plan to help. Our Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Stephen Ryan, has details.
Airbnb's charitable arm, Airbnb.org, is an independent nonprofit that works to find temporary housing for people during times of crisis, like, say, if they're displaced by a natural disaster. During the Afghanistan crisis, it's already working with NGOs to find places to stay for up to 1,000 refugees arriving in the US. Now, it's expanding that effort. Today, it said it'll work with other organizations to provide temporary housing for 20,000 Afghan refugees around the world. Funding will come from Airbnb.org's multi-million-dollar refugee fund and contributions from Airbnb and its co-founder boss, Brian Chesky. The big question, though, is how temporary is temporary? Well, the company wouldn't give specifics, but said it and its charity partner are prepared to adapt support as needed. I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
And what a change in Hawaii. In June, we were doing stories about Hawaii coping with 40,000 new visitors a day. Now Hawaii's governor is urging people to stay away, asking people to come to the state only for essential business. It's a plea more than a demand. Amid the surge of coronavirus, intensive care units are filling up. Hawaii's Governor David Ige said rental cars are hard to find. Restaurants have controls on capacity. This is from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.